Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox from FindingFertility.co, and I created this podcast to help get you to start thinking outside of the box and realize that your infertility might have nothing to do with your lady bits. Rooted in functional medicine and personal experience, Finding Fertility is all about looking at the whole body and finding the root cause of your infertility. Finding Fertility does not diagnose, prescribe, or treat any issues of infertility. But what we do is take a holistic approach and improve your diet and your lifestyle to get you steps closer to creating your dream family. Just by being here with me, listening to this podcast, you're already going down the right path to making your dreams come true. Let's do this together. Welcome back to another episode of Finding Fertility. I'm your host, Monica Cox, and today we have a little segment from our group coaching session that I shared with the community before we got into some group coaching with actual community members. But you know, I love sharing this information with my wider community, and I just think it's so, so important for everyone to have this knowledge to really get them to their ultimate goal. So without further ado, here's today's episode. Hey guys, I know we just finished. Hello, welcome to group coaching for February 27th. We have an amazing session with our community member, which I'm super excited for you guys to hear and re-listen to if you want. I wanted to come in because I had a topic that I was discussing with a one-to-one private discovery call, so it's not going to be on the podcast, but I wanted to talk about this for everyone. So this discovery call ended up being one of the first clients that went through the formula a year or so ago. And when I say, I think I've actually spoken about this client before, I think I did, not that long ago. And she's done everything. She's worked with another very, very popular fertility acupuncture coach, which I didn't know she was working with her before this conversation. She works for one of the top functional medicine practitioners out there. She just knows her shit. She knows her shit, right? And she recently reached out again. She's like, hey, what do you think about this? And I'm like, all right, there's something going on, obviously. And she kept digging. But what she said she did was, and this is what we talk about, is surrender. And she's like, I started to surrender to everything that I was trying to control. And I started to listen to what the universe was trying to tell me. And she ended up finding out, she went to a holistic dentist. And even though her teeth and gums were fine and there was no big red flags, this holistic dentist did some digging for her. And she actually had major infections in the back cavities of her wisdom teeth area. And so she had some work done on that. And she said that her gums, they weren't horrendous in the first place, but she said the small issues that she was having went away. And she's like, I feel so confident that, that could have been a contributing factor to this silent endo. And absolutely, your whole body is connected. But she came to me because she's like, I just want to dig. I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can, and I haven't missed that one missing thing. And this is a big feat. You're like, shit, man, I know you have done everything. You've done more past my capacity. And so we're talking, and we started connecting about, she had a session with a colleague of mine who is able to connect with spirit babies. And I'm like, okay, well, tell me about that. And I said, well, what did she say you had to do? And she's like, oh, breath work. And she's like, but I'm not doing that much breath work, only 3 to 4 times a week. And I was like, wait, that's a lot. Like, I'm doing breath work right now too. And, we're doing the same like heavy lifting breath work like 3 to 4 times a week. That is a lot. And she's like, well, she advised me to do it 7 times a week because she said that's what my babies were telling me that they want. And so my aha, right? My body lights up. And I was like, well, why aren't you doing it 7 times a week? She's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, okay, listen. Someone's told you to do X. All you have to do is a 30-minute breathwork session once a day, and your spirit babies will come because you have already done all the physical and mental work needed to be done here on the earth side. You have done it all. You are on the diet. You've got it. You've got it. I said, why aren't you doing it? And she's like, well, it doesn't make me feel good. And I was like, yeah, no shit, it doesn't make you feel good. Like, this type of like heavy breath work is really intense on the body, not only on a physical aspect, because our lungs and our diaphragm and like our whole body isn't used to breathing this way. It's like training for a marathon, but also what it's doing is actually releasing all the shit that's stored in your body that you don't even realize. So it is a very, very uncomfortable thing to start doing. And I said, do you see that link though? That your subconscious mind is like, nope, too scary, too uncomfortable. I don't like it. We're not going to do it. Like someone has given you the keys to the castle to have your dream family, and your subconscious mind is like, we're not going there because it's too uncomfortable. And she's like, holy shit. It's like, yeah, there it is. There's that missing piece that talking out with someone will give you, right? Like she would have never seen that herself. So it was like, at first I was like, I have to admit, like, oh, I feel really guilty that I've charged her this discovery call. Like, what am I going to give to her? And then, like, by the end of it, like, we were both super excited and just like, okay, because I'm actually going on a 30-day challenge myself. And so we've committed to each other and we're gonna like be like accountability partners with this breath work. But I wanted to share that with you guys because it's sometimes not all the things that is getting thrown to us on social media and by functional medicine doctors and other practitioners and coaches, like do the detox, do the supplementation, do this diet. Well, you just got to do inner child work, or you just got to do this, all the things, do all the things. If there is something in your life that you're avoiding, and you know, like if you get real with yourself, this is where the radical responsibility kicks in. That's what you need to be doing. That's where you need to focus. And it might not feel like the thing because of whatever reason. It's, I don't know. Like there was an, we were talking, she wanted to do a parasite cleanse and a mold cleanse and stuff, which is valid, which is will be supportive to her oxidative stress and her inflammation and all that, but that's not the thing that she needs to be hyper focusing on. It's the thing that she was avoiding the most and that made her the most uncomfortable is the place that she needed to go. So I will keep you guys posted. Like I will keep you posted whether or not this is kind of the quote unquote the thing, the last thing she needs to do. But I thought it was really cool and very relatable. Like even as a coach for myself, like it's like the thing that scares me the most, the thing that I keep procrastinating with, the things that I don't want to do are the things that I know are going to get me to my ultimate goal of where I want to go. And for you guys listening to this, it is creating your dream family. It is getting and staying pregnant. That is your main focus right now. So really hold into that truth of your ultimate goal and do the things that are hard. Do the things that you don't want to do. And that's where the subconscious mind work comes in.
It's really, really key and super important and can save you so much time and money. So much time and money. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to link the community call with one of our community members. And I hope you guys enjoy that.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the Finding Fertility podcast. If you're loving this podcast, please leave us a rating and review and let us know how this podcast is supporting you to get steps closer to creating your dream family. I hope you have a beautiful weekend and we will see you next Friday for another episode of the Finding Fertility podcast.